The Androscoggin has a reputation of being one of Maine's dirtiest rivers. In fact, it's been said that it inspired the creation of the Federal Clean Water Act. Things have improved since then, but a woman from Mexico, Maine, recently completed a 173-mile canoe trip on the Androscoggin to refocus attention on water quality. Lucia Helder reports.
The Androscoggin flows from New Hampshire to Topsom, Maine's Merry Meeting Bay, and Jen Duras just paddled its entire length alone.
It wasn't just about a personal journey at all. It was an inspired journey to see what could happen in the way of healing this and restoring this river.
This journey really began when Duras was just a girl growing up in Mexico, Maine. Her father and grandfather both worked at the nearby Rumford Paper Mill, and she says in some ways the family never even saw the river that ran through town.
So the relationship with the river isn't really there as a natural resource. It's more as just part of the system of living in a mill town. So it wasn't noticed much. It's protected in a different kind of a way, more to protect the mill.
But even as a child, Duras said she did notice the water quality of the Androscoggin and that it was different from the nearby Swift River in Mexico where she would canoe. And Duras says Ed Muskie had also taken notice. Muskie, who grew up in Rumford, would become the U.S. Senator who introduced the Clean Water Act in 1972.
It's just so powerful to think that one person could make such a difference all across the country by one piece of legislation that he saw through, inspired by this river.
And since passage of the law, the Androscoggin has become much cleaner. Still, the section of the river from near Rumford to where it ends in Merry Meeting Bay is designated as Class C by the Maine Department of Environmental Protection. Class C is the lowest class under the Clean Water Act. In fact, oxygen must be pumped into part of the river called Gulf Island Pond to keep the ecosystem alive there. One environmental group would like to see the river classification go up.
It takes intention and then a lot of work.
But Landis Hudson of Maine Rivers says she knows that it will take a big effort to change the letter from C to B.
So the process of changing the classification of a river is something that's generally done with a lot of committed volunteers who go out, collect a lot of data. It's a long process, but it's an important one.
Duras would also like to see the whole ecosystem improve. And for her, that starts with water quality. She says she's concerned about legacy waste from before passage of the Clean Water Act and how that waste has spread with recent dam breaks.
I'd like to contact the state and the federal government to find out what is happening with the mercury and the lead in the sediment of this river, which is upstream from multiple mill sites from the past when it wasn't regulated, and to find out the impact of that on the wildlife and the fisheries and for human consumption as well.
On her canoe trip, Duras made stops and met with the owners of the Rumford Mill and later with representatives from the Androscoggin Land Trust and Auburn Mayor Jason Levesque.
From a policy standpoint, it's the heartbeat of our community.
Really?
So, yeah, we're prepping for our 150th anniversary as a city, and most of our activities are centered around part of the river.
Duras says she was surprised to discover how much wilderness still surrounds the river, which she says may stem from lingering concerns about pollution. Wildlife, including turtles, eagles, and other birds, have made a home here. And many people with riverfront property, she noticed, don't even have docks.
Really seeing its beauty and the wildlife is immense, and I think the birds have discovered it as a throughway, as a migratory path, because it's a broad expanse that exists still. It's undeveloped all along this river.
Duras says she'd like to see more tourism along the river, but says signage would have to be improved. The Portage and Jay, she says, took her through a junkyard.
I think it would make the river much more friendly for extended trips, beyond day trips, and it's a beautiful river to tour, and that would make it kinder for people to do that.
In fact, Duras has a vision of the Androscoggin as a river trail system.
From the ocean all the way up to the headwaters and utilized for a nature-based economy on top of everything else that we're doing in our towns and cities.
Duras teamed up with Maine Rivers to raise awareness for problems still facing the Androscoggin, mostly stemming from its industrial past. She also raised over $5,000 for the group. Proceeds will go toward projects such as improving signage and recreational access and creating better fish passages along the river. For Maine Public, I'm Lucia Helder.